Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you are joining in consciousness with thousands of light workers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. Together, through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. It is only 1 week before the presidential elections in the United States of America. These are the most important elections we have ever experienced due to the powerful changes that we are in the midst of and the changes that we will be going through for the next several years. I think it is obvious to everyone on the planet that our government and the individuals involved in governments around the world need some kind of divine intervention and a major shift of consciousness in order to solve the monumental problems that are surfacing everywhere. Our presidential election is going to profoundly affect the world and what is happening around the world in relation to the governments, the economy, and everything else that is taking place at this time. At this time, humanity is receiving more assistance from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth than ever before. The divine intent of these celestial sharings that is being given to us, especially now associated with divine government, are unfolding day by day. With new clarity and understanding, we're going to be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with joyous expectations and hope instead of feeling fearful and overwhelmed. With the sacred knowledge that is now pouring forth from on high, we will understand with a new level of clarity that the light of God is increasing on earth in unprecedented ways, and that humanity is on the brink of the greatest shift of consciousness ever manifested in the history of time. Because of the need of the hour, our Father, Mother, God have granted a cosmic dispensation to the company of heaven. Our godparents have given the spiritual hierarchy and all of the beings of light in the realms of truth permission to intervene in our lives in new and powerful ways. For instance, whenever you are invoking assistance from on high, the company of heaven has been granted permission to amplify 1,000-fold your prayers, meditations, decrees, affirmations, visualizations, and every other aspect of your service to humanity and the light. This means that every time you invoke assistance from on high, you are actually speaking and acting with the power and might of 1,000 people. Now the time for Earth's ascension into the fifth dimensional realms of infinite perfection is at hand, and the legions of light are encouraging all of us to join forces with each other to empower our holy endeavors. We've all heard the expression, where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am. In order to encourage us to work together to create a greater force field of light, the cosmic dispensation from our Father, Mother, God has been expanded for our group work. Whenever we join together for our prayers, meditations, decrees, affirmations, visualizations, and every other aspect of our service to humanity and the light, the company of heaven has been granted permission to amplify our efforts 1,000 times, 1,000-fold. Just imagine. This means that in the twinkling of an eye, we can transmute into light literally lifetimes worth of humanity's human miscreations. All we have to do is join together in consciousness. This is the purpose of this online radio program, Awaken Your Divine Potential. During our sacred time together, we will work in the eternal moment of now. And that means that whether you are able to tune in with us live or you're listening to the radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light, and you are joining in consciousness with light workers all over the world. Thus, your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times, 1,000-fold, by the company of heaven. We are all one. And I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and you are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together today, breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. Ask your I Am presence to join your heart with my heart and the hearts and minds of all humanity. Now, as one collective heart flame, we join with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God. The I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth is joining with us now. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now invoke the most intensified frequency of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving. As we breathe in and out deeply again, this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands through our heart flames, and it flows into the heart flames of every soul evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love is now forming a grid of love around the earth. As it flows from heart flame to heart flame through all humanity. This grid of love is now expanding the abyss from the lowest and most discordant frequencies on earth into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is forming a bridge to freedom, over which this sweet earth and all her life are ascending up the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves collectively as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, our governments, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept of the new earth. During our special time together today, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. Today I would like for us to focus on the invocations and the visualizations that have been given to us by the Company of Heaven. These gifts are designed to pave the way for the immaculate concept, the divine blueprint for divine government in the United States of America. Since what is happening in the USA affects the world so dramatically, these elections are important for everyone. So let's join together from all of the light workers around the world who are tuning in with us today in one pointed consciousness. And let's invoke the light of God on behalf of every man, woman, and child on earth. We are powerful beyond our knowing, and our unified efforts today will be amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by the Company of Heaven. I am going to state these invocations and visualizations in the first person so that we will all experience them personally and tangibly in our own lives. But we will also be invoking this light on behalf of all humanity, for every man, woman, and child on earth, as we serve as a surrogate for all humanity. Let's begin by creating a force field of light in, through, and around Washington, D.C. Please follow me through this visualization with the full power of your attention. I I am breathing in deeply and exhaling slowly as I begin my visualization for divine government and Washington, D.C. I breathe in deeply again and exhale slowly as I go within to the divinity of my heart flame. Within this force field of pure light, I kneel before the altar of love, and I surrender my lower human consciousness to the perfection of my I Am presence. From this level of divine consciousness, I am one with my Father, Mother, God, and all of the realms of illumined truth. I now co-create with my Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven this visualization for Washington, D.C., which is tangibly manifesting right here and right now. First, I visualize a powerful force field of light. It is an exquisite Madonna blue lotus blossom that is pulsating in the ethers before me. The immaculate concept of all of the divine qualities of the 12 solar aspects of deity are blazing as the stamen within this lotus blossom. These divine qualities are a gift of love from my Father, Mother, God. They consist of the sapphire blue ray, the first aspect of deity, of God's will, illumined faith, power, and protection. The second solar aspect of deity, the sunshine yellow ray of illumination, wisdom, and understanding. The third aspect of deity, the crystalline pink ray of divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. The fourth solar aspect of deity, the white ray of purity, hope, resurrection, and ascension. The fifth solar aspect of deity, the emerald green ray of illumined truth, visualization, and invocation. The sixth solar aspect of deity, the ruby gold ray of ministering grace, healing, and peace. The seventh solar aspect of deity, the violet ray of mercy, compassion, forgiveness, transmutation, and freedom. The eighth solar aspect of deity, the aquamarine ray of clarity and deeper levels of divine perception. The ninth solar aspect of deity, the magenta ray of harmony and balance. The tenth solar aspect of deity, the golden ray of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. The 11th solar aspect of deity, the peach ray of divine purpose, enthusiasm, and joy. And the 12th solar aspect of deity, the opal ray of transformation and transfiguration. I now breathe the holy breath of God into the lotus blossom, and as it is absorbed into the 12 solar aspects of deity, the lotus blossom begins to grow and expand. It begins to slowly revolve, and in a pathway of its own light, it slowly ascends upward through the top of this building. I perceive the lotus blossom traveling across the rooftops until it reaches Washington, D.C. It comes to rest gently upon a crystalline pedestal that is on top of the White House. As the lotus blossom continues to slowly revolve, the White House is enveloped in the wondrous qualities and colors of the 12 solar aspects of deity. 12 concentric circles of pure crystalline light flow out from the lotus blossom to encompass the entire District of Columbia and the surrounding areas and the presidential retreat of Camp David. Now, all of Washington is enveloped and bathed in the divine qualities of these solar aspects of deity. As this lotus blossom continues to pulsate and expand this light through all life in this vicinity, I turn my attention to my second focus of light. It is a giant torch of liberty that is blazing from the dome of the Capitol building. On top of the Capitol building stands a magnificent representation of the Goddess of Freedom, and she is wearing the 12-pointed crown of the Elohim. The flame of freedom from the Goddess of Liberty and the flame of liberty merge and become one. As they do, the flames pass through the Capitol Rotunda and descend into the center of the earth. These gifts from our Father, Mother, God become one with the threefold flame, the permanent seed atom that is pulsating in the sun of even pressure in the center, the heart of Mother Earth. I now invoke the Goddess of Freedom and the Goddess of Liberty to blaze the flames of liberty and freedom throughout the earth and to infuse this divine light in every heart. As this divine light merges with the divinity in each heart, the true desire for love and freedom of liberty begins to expand. I now travel in consciousness and enter the Capitol Dome itself, where the Lords of Harmony have permanently anchored a flame of harmony. There will always be a ray of harmony in Washington, D.C. It is a gift from the Lords of Harmony, from the realms of perfection, to everyone who enters this focus of divine government. Harmony is the keynote for divine government. As the hearts of humanity are brought into divine order through the light of harmony, the other components of this planet, including divine government, will come into alignment with harmony as well. As I tune in daily to this tremendous focus of cosmic harmony blazing through the Capitol building, I will experience this light perpetually flowing through my being and the beings of all humanity. I now turn my attention to the focus of the Angel of Unity. I see this golden angel with wings outstretched on top of a granite column alongside the White House and the Executive Office buildings. I thank you, beloved Angel of Unity, for the tremendous flame of unity you have anchored in this location. I ask you to blaze the flame of unity through the hearts, minds, and beings of every soul employed in government service throughout the world. Blaze the flame of unity through the leaders of every nation who come to visit with the President of the United States of America in the Oval Office. Establish in the heart flame of every world leader a focus of the flame of unity, so that all nations throughout the world will become united with the spirit of divine government. Beloved Angel of Unity, send your angels to blaze the flame of unity through all of this nation's leaders, both in government and business, so that all will feel the oneness of purpose and reverence for all life. Blaze this light now through all associated with the economic system on the planet, so that reverence for all life will become the order of the new day in this permanent golden age. I now travel in consciousness to another focus of light in Washington, D.C., the flame of freedom and the victory of beloved Saint Germain. I see a giant pillar of the violet flame blazing up through and around the Washington Monument. Pulsating above this monument is the luminous presence of George Washington, the father of this country. Into this great finger of God pointing heavenward, he continually projects the light of obedience to God's holy will and the full gathered momentum of divine justice. I now see this giant pillar of the violet fire expand and expand. It becomes one with the violet flame rising up from the sun of even pressure in the center of the earth. As this divine light floods the earth, I invoke the entire company of heaven to join with me and the angels from beloved Saint Germain's violet fire temples in the inner realms for a final cleansing in preparation for the activation of the fifth dimensional matrix and archetypes for divine government for this precious planet. Blessed ones, blaze, blaze, blaze the violet fire with the power of 1,000 suns through the Pentagon, the State Department, the White House, both houses of Congress, the congressional offices, the Capitol building, and all government buildings. Create a fluid field of unmanifest divine potential onto which the divine matrix and archetypes for divine government will be imprinted and activated. I thank you, blessed friends of heaven, for your immeasurable assistance to all life on earth. I now invoke the aspects of our Father, Mother, God from the great, great central sun. I invoke the aspects of our Father, Mother, God from the great central sun. And I invoke the aspects of our Father, Mother, God from the central sun and our physical sun. Blessed ones, come forth now. Beloved ones, blaze your great power, your transfiguring divine love, and your wisdom into every facet of divine government in the United States of America at national, state, and local levels. And blaze this sacred light into every facet of government in every country of the world. Hold every man, woman, and child in your heart of hearts and infuse each one with the divine truth of oneness, God's will, and reverence for life. Now, throughout the universe, the cosmic liberty bell is ringing, signifying the establishment of the permanent golden age of spiritual freedom and the age of divine government for this sweet earth. All is in readiness, and I feel the stargate of my heart now opening to full breadth. I am the open door that no one can shut. I am an instrument of God. I am serving on behalf of all humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Now, from the silence of my heart, within the divinity of my fifth dimensional I Am presence, I affirm, I am the light of the world, and my time is at hand. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the activation of the immaculate concept of the matrix and archetypes for the fifth dimensional patterns of divine government, now made manifest and sustained by holy grace. And so it is, beloved, I am. Now, with the matrix and archetypes for the fifth-dimensional patterns of divine government secured in the physical plane and activated through the fluid field of unmanifest divine potential, I invoke divine government into the physical plane of Earth. I am, I am, I am. I am my I am presence, and I am one with the I am presence of all humanity. I invoke the great beings of light associated with divine government to this planet, and I invoke the beloved ascended masters guarding the evolutions of Earth. Blessed ones, blaze the sacred fires of God's perfect will and divine illumination in through and around every person involved with the governments of Earth at national, state, and local levels. Blaze the sacred fires of God's will and divine illumination in through and around the electorate and governmental officials of all nations. Let them feel and tangibly experience the power, wisdom, and love nature of our Father, Mother, God, flowing through them as they elect their governments and vote on all issues before them. Seal this activity of light in the cosmic threefold flame anchored within the hearts of all humanity. Expand this light daily and hourly, 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Victory is ours in love governing this planet. Victory is ours in love governing this planet. Victory is ours in love governing this planet. And so it is, beloved, I am. Now I am breathing the breath of the Holy Spirit into the deepest recesses of my being. Every breath I take cleanses my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. I hold the focus of my attention on each breath as it lifts me into the embrace of my I am presence. I surrender to the perfection of my true God reality. I am now one with the divine heart and mind of God. I am one with every man, woman, and child evolving on this sweet earth. From within the silence of my heart, I affirm, I am a beloved child of God, and all that my Father, Mother, God have is mine. I invoke the all-pervading light of the universe, the supreme source of all life, all that is. I kneel within my heart in recognition of the light of the cosmos, as I draw forth the flames representing the threefold activity of life, as exemplified by the Holy Trinity. I invoke the blue flame, which represents the divine power of my Father God. I invoke the pink flame, which represents the divine love of my Mother God. I invoke the yellow gold flame, which represents the divine wisdom of the sons and daughters of God, the I Am Presence. Beloved Father, Mother, God, come now and assert your rightful authority within me and within all humanity. Show us how to reverently express the perfectly balanced activity of love, wisdom, and power. O Light Supreme, I acknowledge you in all life, and I give gratitude to the glorious cosmic and ascended beings as I invoke them and the great angelic host to amplify the energy which I release to assist with co-creating divine government for the new earth. This is destined to be a government of the I Am Presence of humanity, by the I Am Presence of humanity, for the I Am Presence of humanity. Beloved Presence of God, the source of all that is, I love and adore you. I acknowledge you as the owner and giver of my life, my intelligence, my substance, my all. Seal me in the love, wisdom, and power of victorious accomplishment. Blaze your light before me and prepare the way that I may always walk the path of light. Guard and protect me, guide and direct me, and give me the illumination of the truth that will set me free. Help me to be your divine love in action at all times, and sustain your love through me to bless all life. I invoke the I Am Presence of every soul that is in any way associated with the governments of the earth to direct, sustain, and expand the portion of the divine plan which is that soul's destiny. I invoke the legions of light throughout infinity to direct their full gathered momentum of loving and illumined obedience to God's will into the feelings, minds, and worlds of all governmental and business leaders throughout the planet. Through the power and presence of Almighty God, I Am, I decree that divine government shall now manifest, and that all humanity shall follow the will of God. And so it is, beloved, I Am. Now we invoke beloved Archangel Michael and his legions of power and protection to cut free anything that would be interfering with the immaculate concept of divine government manifesting on earth, here and now. In the name, love, wisdom, power, and authority of the beloved presence of God, I Am, blazing in my heart, and by the power of light's victory, now made manifest on earth, I invoke Archangel Michael and the legions of power and protection to come forth now. Beloved ones, descend into Washington, D.C., and the surrounding suburban areas. With your sword of blue flame, cut free, cut free, cut free every force that is not of the light. Encapsulate these energies in your cosmic circle of white lightning, and lift every electron of this negativity into the arms of divine grace. Instantly transmute it, cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into light. Beloved Archangel Michael, I ask that you now direct your legions of power and protection to expand this divine service into every state, city, town, and homestead in the United States of America. With your sword of blue flame, cut free, cut free, cut free every force that is not of the light. Encapsulate these energies in your cosmic circle of white lightning. Lift every electron of this negativity into the arms of divine grace. Instantly transmute it, cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into light. Now, beloved Archangel Michael, expand this divine service into every country, nation, city, province, town, and hamlet on earth. with your sword of blue flame, cut free, cut free, cut free every force that is not of the light. Encapsulate these energies in your cosmic circle of white lightning. Lift every electron of this negativity into the arms of divine grace. Instantly transmute it, cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into the light. Beloved legions of light, in the full authority of God's will on earth, I now command that in every location where this negativity was removed, the patterns of perfection for divine government will now be established here and forever. Through the presence of God, I am, I ask for a special cosmic dispensation. Beloved Father, Mother, God, and the legions of light throughout infinity, envelop Washington, D.C., the United States of America, and every country on earth in the fiery embrace of the flames of divine wisdom, transfiguring divine love, divine will, purity, and illumination, until divine government and all of the infinite patterns of perfection associated with divine government are firmly established in every country of the world. I make this invocation, this command, and this decree through the power of God, I am. And so it is, beloved, I am. Now, in the name of the almighty presence of God, I am, and through the creative fire pulsating in every heart, I invoke the goddess of liberty, the goddess of justice, the goddess of freedom, and the goddess of victory. I invoke the silent watcher for Washington, D.C., and all of the mighty guardians and cosmic beings who dwell in the etheric complex over Washington, D.C. Blessed ones, come forth now and assist me with the most powerful cleansing activity humanity and the earth are capable of receiving during this cosmic moment. As one unified heart, I now invoke the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet transmuting flame of forgiveness and forgetfulness. Blessed ones, blaze, blaze, blaze this sacred violet fire in through and around all of the inharmonious actions, all of the lower human consciousness, and all of the obstructions of the light that I or any part of life have ever placed in the pathway of life's perfection. Through the divine power of forgiveness and forgetfulness, transmute this discordant energy, cause, core, effect, record, and memory, now and forever. Blessed ones, blaze and sustain the violet flame of 1,000 suns and the cosmic blue lightning of divine will, power, faith, and authority from the great, great central sun, in through and around the President of the United States of America and his cabinet, now and forever. Blaze this powerful light of 1,000 suns in through and around the Senate and the House of Representatives for the United States of America, now and forever. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the Supreme Court and all courts of law and all legal procedures, now and forever. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the United Nations and all of its members, now and forever. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all world leaders and all those associated with the governments of Earth at national, state, and local levels, now and forever. I accept this victoriously accomplished through the power of God. I am, and so it is. Now, we do the final decree for the earth and her nations. In the full power and authority of the beloved presence of God, I am. We, the children of earth, humbly come to the heart of our Father, Mother, God, to invoke into the physical plane of earth the most intensified activity of God's will ever manifested in the history of time. We invoke the legions of light serving this blessed planet to absorb this divine essence into every fiber of their beings and project it into the heart flame and the conscious mind of every person associated with the governments of this planet in any way, shape, or form. Blaze the cosmic flame of God's will through each of these souls and clear away any destructive activity of their own free will, which might rush in to try and impede their conscious desire to do God's will. Help them to become and remain obedient to the law of harmony and to be God in action at all times. Seal all governmental positions individually and collectively in the radiance of God's will. Reveal through illumination's flame the divine purpose and plan for each office and each individual, and give each person the spiritual courage and desire to fulfill that plan perfectly. Let the will of God be manifest in, through, and around all of the governments of the world, now and forever. Let the light of God that is eternally victorious illumine and lead all humanity everywhere. We consciously accept this manifesting now, even as we call, and so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved Father, Mother, God, and beloved legions of light throughout infinity who have come to assist us during this sacred time, as we fulfill our part of this glorious divine plan, we send our love to you, and we are eternally grateful for your presence in the universe. Blessed flames, the divine substance of the cosmic I am, all that is, we thank you for your obedient service to the children of earth. Clothed in the gratitude from our hearts, expand now within every heart flame. Perpetually lift every soul into the embrace of his or her I am presence, and permanently unite every one within the divine heart and mind of God. Allow every person to be the physical manifestation of divine government here and now as we expand the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth. I realize the oneness of all life, and in deep humility, I bow before the light of the cosmos as I serve as a pulsation of light in the body of the Supreme Source, I am. And so it is, beloved, I am. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body. I allow these energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, to be increased daily and hourly, as divine government manifests through all life on this planet. Beloved one, this is really an important time on this planet, and we can observe these difficult challenges that are surfacing. It's an important time for all of us to remember our purpose and reason for being, and to take this opportunity to add to the light of the world. The obsolete patterns of greed, abuse of power, corruption, and fear are crumbling before our very eyes. I do not believe anyone on the planet can dispute that obvious truth. What is taking place in the economic system is a vital and necessary facet of the unfolding divine plan. Through miracles that took place in August, the archetypes for God's infinite abundance and eternal peace, as well as all of the other patterns of perfection for the new earth, were secured in the physical plane. In order for these patterns of perfection to physically manifest in our lives, everything that conflicts with them must be purged and transmuted back into light. This necessary cleansing that we are witnessing is a necessary part of the global economic system. This is the first step in manifesting the new earth in the physical world of form, which will result in peace and abundance in the lives of all humanity. Now, in addition to this cleansing, there is a second critical step in this process, which lightworkers around the world must now participate in order to ease these challenges that are going on in our lives. Please take the following information into the deepest recesses of your heart and allow these words to awaken within you the inner knowing of what we are now being asked to accomplish. As the old behavior patterns, which have caused humanity's pain and suffering for eons of time, crumble away, a void is left where these destructive energies, vibrations, and consciousness once existed. It is a scientific fact that nature abhors a vacuum. If humanity does not fill these voids with the patterns of perfection for the new earth, the heavy, discordant thought patterns will be magnetized into the vacuum and begin festering again as part of our earthly experiences. We are witnessing panic-stricken people who have grossly abused their power, desperately trying to cling to the crumbling patterns that used to work for them. But their efforts are doomed to failure if lightworkers fulfill our end of the bargain. Never again will 5% of the population on Earth possess and control 98% of the wealth. It is important for us to remember that light is infinitely more powerful than the fragmented fear-based consciousness of people who are clinging to the obsolete patterns of greed, corruption, abuse of power, and the lack of reverence for life. If we will use our thoughts, our words, our actions, and our feelings to add to the light of the world every day, our victory is assured. We are receiving the maximum assistance that cosmic law will allow from our sisters and brothers in the realms of illumined truth, but these beings cannot do it for us. They have, however, been given permission by our Father, Mother, God to amplify our efforts 1,000 times, 1,000-fold, if we ask for their intervention. For over 30 years, we at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose have been sharing invocations, visualizations, meditations, and decrees that have been given to humanity by the Company of Heaven, such as these that we've just participated in for divine government. The divine intent of these precious gifts was to pave the way for the physical manifestation of the new earth. Those archetypes have now been securely anchored in the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of the earth. Now it is time for us to take this service of light to the next level, so that these patterns of perfection will tangibly manifest in the lives of every man, woman, and child on the planet. To assist with this necessary global effort, the beings of light asked if we would be willing to publish a book of invocations, visualizations, meditations, and decrees with accompanying CDs that could easily be used by lightworkers everywhere to add to the light of the world as we collectively join together in consciousness. The divine intent of this book and the CDs that go with it is to allow lightworkers all over the world to easily join together in our unified service of light. By using the same book and CDs, we will join together in one point of consciousness. When hundreds of thousands of lightworkers all over the world are utilizing the same tools to invoke the light of God with one voice, one breath, one heartbeat, and one consciousness of pure divine love, our collective efforts expand exponentially. This is something we have all been trained at inner levels to accomplish during this critical moment in the Earth's evolution and the evolution of all her life. Our unified efforts will move humanity forward in the light at warp speed. We have produced this book of invocations and the three CDs that will accomplish it, that will make this wealth of information readily available for our individual and our global group work. This book, which is titled I Am Co-Creating the New Earth, is divided into several sections, and it is designed so that more of the patterns of perfection for the new earth, so that as more of the patterns of perfection for the new earth are revealed to us, we can easily add new invocations and information to this book. There is an introduction, and then there is a section for God's will, a section for divine love, a section for abundance and peace, a section for our physical transformation, a section for the violet flame, a section that will allow us to connect and expand our I Am presence, and a section for divine government. I will share with you that this endeavor is costly, but we are striving to make it as accessible as we possibly can. So as an introductory offer, we have it at a reduced rate until November 15th. If you have the heart call to join with lightworkers all over the world to quickly manifest the patterns of perfection for the new earth, you can take advantage of this reduced rate through our website. This includes this book of invocations with over 200 pages of invocations and visualizations and meditations, and three accompanying CDs that will enable you to quickly and tangibly add to the light of the world. The advantage of using a book such as this for your individual and group work is that even if you are at home working alone, when you use this work, you are consciously joining with a collective thought form of people all over the world who are using the same book and CDs with you. So as we join together in consciousness, regardless of the time of day we're using it, we are amplifying our efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold. This collective consciousness of lightworkers will create a building momentum for the new earth that will infinitely be more powerful than if we're each doing separate things and invoking light all by ourselves without joining together. All at work adds to the light of the world, and we can certainly add to the light of the world by ourselves. But when we, in addition to that, do these collective invocations, our efforts are greatly empowered. If you are interested in ordering the book, I Am Co-Creating the New Earth, with the accompanying three CDs, for yourself or for your entire group, please go to our website for details. The website is www.eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace, eraofpeace.org. Through our website, you may also get the information so that you can mail the order form to us, or you can fax it if you'd prefer, or you can call us on our phone and our secure, or order through our secure shopping cart that we have on the website. All of the details are included there with other items that are available to help you in this work if you're interested. I want to thank you with all the love of my heart for sharing this sacred time with me today. I'm grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God on behalf of humanity, and I'm grateful for your selfless service to the light. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential. Please tune in with us next week as we continue our efforts to add to the light of the world. God bless you.